This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is open to meeting Iranian President Hassan Rouhani should the right circumstances present themselves.
I think he's going to want to meet. I think Iran wants to get this situation straightened out. Now, is that based on fact or based on gut? That's based on gut. But they want to get their situation straightened out.
The idea of meeting came after Iran's foreign minister made a brief and unannounced visit to the G7 summit in France on Sunday. Mr. Trump says a deal with Iran could be made quickly, but only if Iran agrees to a few things.
We're looking for no nuclear weapons, no ballistic missiles, and a longer period of time. Very simple. We can have it done in a very short period of time.
The president says he's not seeing any kind of regime change with Iran, but he wants to stop the country. He wants the country to stop terrorism. President Trump was a no-show at climate change meetings during the G7 summit. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is facing a dramatic climate emergency.
We are on track for 2015 to 2019 to be the five hottest years on record.
Guterres says young people today are the ones leading the way in the fight against climate change.
The G7 was an excellent opportunity to appeal for a very strong engagement of the international community. The youth has been leading the way. We will start the summit with a youth climate summit in the UN, but we need, especially those countries that belong to the G7, to give a positive example.
World leaders at the summit committed an immediate $22 million to fight the raging wildfires in the Amazon that are threatening the world's biggest rainforest. French President Emmanuel Macron said he is also considering launching an international campaign to help sub-Saharan African countries fight fires. This is VOA News. A Palestinian base in eastern Lebanon near the border with Syria has been attacked by what local officials and media are reporting as Israeli drones. That's amid rising tensions in the Middle East. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Three strikes just minutes apart apparently hit the base of a Syrian-backed group known as the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine General Command, an ally of the Lebanese Hezbollah militant group. The base is located near the village of Kusava in the eastern Bekaa Valley. An official of the Palestinian group said that the strike was carried out by Israeli drones and did not inflict any casualties. He accused the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of using such attacks to boost his credentials ahead of Israel's parliamentary elections next month. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran has sold the oil from a tanker released by Gibraltar after weeks in the custody of British Royal Marines. Reuters' Joe Davies reports the vessel's owner will decide on its next destination.
Iran has sold oil from a tanker released by Gibraltar after weeks in the custody of British Royal Marines. The IRIB news agency quoted an Iranian government spokesman on Monday. It added that the vessel's owner will decide its next destination, but didn't identify the recipient of the oil carried by the Adrian Darya tanker. The ship was released after a five-week standoff over whether it was carrying Iranian oil to Syria, in violation of European Union sanctions.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. An Oklahoma judge was to deliver a ruling today on the first state opioid lawsuit. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
It's the first state case to go to trial accusing an opioid drug maker of being responsible for the devastating consequences from addiction to the powerful painkillers. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter has called consumer products giant Johnson & Johnson a kingpin company that helped fuel the most devastating public health crisis in the state's history. Attorneys for Johnson & Johnson say the state is trying to hold the company responsible for damages without any evidence that it caused the crisis. I'm Shelley Adler.
Australia says it wants to deny terrorists the opportunity to glorify their crimes online. There's been increased scrutiny of websites and social media since the live streaming on Facebook of the mosque attacks in New Zealand in March. The alleged gunman, a 28-year-old Australian named Brenton Tarrant, murdered 51 people and injured dozens more. A 17-minute video shows a lone gunman dressed in black shooting at worshippers. It was widely circulated online. Possession of the footage has been banned in New Zealand. Tarrant has denied charges of murder, attempted murder, and a terrorism offense. In response to the massacre, a 24/7 crisis coordination center will be set up in Australia to scour the internet in real time for extremely violent or terrorist material. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music. The best music.